Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, Miami-Dade County leaders have an important decision to make at the end of this month. It's a decision that will shape the way Miamians move around. It's a vote by the Transportation Planning Organization. They're going to decide if the county should go forward with plans for more rail or a new bus rapid transit system. Mayor Carlos Jimenez, once a supporter of rail, believes the new bus system is a better option, a cheaper option, and at least the best one for the foreseeable future. The TPO will come back again August 28th for this vote. We're joined now by Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez. And if you have a question about the vote, maybe about how this bus system would work, or if you're convinced that we should have more rail, we'd like to hear your thoughts. 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. You can also find us on Twitter or Facebook at WLRN Sundial. Mayor Jimenez, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So you're trying to convince people that rail's not the answer, at least not right now, and that it would be beneficial for Miami to invest in this bus rapid transit. When did you decide it was a good time to move to that?
Well, the bus rapid transit option actually was the preferred local recommended option back in 2007. So this is not something that's brand new. So bus rapid transit has been around for a long time.
But has the debate basically gone to it's either this or that?
No, but you know, and that's the problem. And so, look, in order for us to put rail at grade, I'm not even talking Metro Rail, down all the way down to Florida City, it's well over $1 billion. And the cost of maintaining and operating that rail system is two to three times the cost of bus rapid transit. The problem with bus rapid transit is the word bus. And people have this connotation of what a bus is, and therefore people may think that we're putting lipstick on a bus, okay, and that's what we're calling that bus rapid transit, and therefore that's it, and that's not it at all. And some people are actually misleading.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Describe for us what this is then.
All right. Bus rapid.
How would it work?
Okay. Bus rapid transit that we want to create is this. You build stations like a rail. You go in and you prepay boarding like rail. You're on a platform like rail. When the vehicle comes, it opens up with the doors on the side like rail. People get out. People get in. Inside, it's going to look very much like a train. And then when it comes to intersections, the guard gates go down, and you actually have preemption with these vehicles, just like rail. The only difference is that you don't have steel tracks and you don't have steel wheels. It's much more flexible. It'll get you there just as quickly as a train, and it'll get you there just as comfortably as a train. The only thing is, it's not a train. It's a bus or a rubber-wheeled vehicle.
It's as fast as the train?
It's as fast as the train.
Doesn't hold as many people as the train, though.
It doesn't, but then what happens is you end up with more frequency in order to have the capacity. And also remember that the problem with South Dade, I mean, it's not a problem, that's like the way they like it, is they don't have the density that you have in other parts of the county. So, you know, people say, well, hey, you're going away from rail. No, I would love to activate commuter rail on the Northeast Corridor. The rail's already there. Brightline's already operating passenger rail. It would make sense for us because we don't have to invest so much money in the infrastructure to actually activate that with rail. So it's not that I don't like rail. It's that every different corridor may have a different modality. And the modality is, that means what kind of technology you're going to use to get people from point A to point B. They're not all the same. It's not all... And it doesn't have to all be the same. It won't all be bus rapid transit. It won't all be rail. It'll be a combination of a bunch of different things.
In a recent op-ed piece in the Miami Herald, you talked about this bus rapid transit system until there is sufficient ridership to justify the cost of construction of rail. What does that sufficient ridership look like to you?
Probably 35 to 40,000 boardings a day would be sufficient to begin the conversation. Now, look, in the original... You know, I've read some documents back in 2002 when they passed the half cent. There was a memo, internal memo, that was written concerning when certain things were supposed to happen. Now, mind you, at the end of the day, there really wasn't sufficient money to do Metro Rail, extensions of Metro Rail to eight different places, because Metro Rail costs $200 to $250 million a mile just for construction, and it's about three times more expensive than anything else. So there really wasn't this the money available. But let's for the sake of argument, the South Dade extension of the Metro Rail wasn't even supposed to be begin until 2028. So people are not going to wait till 2028. The money won't be there for an extension of Metro Rail to South Dade in 2028. We need to do things now, things that we can afford now, give people options now. If, in fact, we put rail all the way down to South Dade, as some people want, they will be taking and gobbling up something like 73% of all the money that's available for transit in the next 40 years. That, to me, is irresponsible. As mayor of Miami-Dade County, I can't just watch out for one segment of our community. I got to watch out for all of it. If we do bus rapid transit, it takes 12% of the money that will be available for the next 30, 40 years. And so that's a much more responsible way to do things. It's a much quicker way to get rapid transit down to South Dade. If you do rail, you're going to have to wait at least 10 years in order for it to implement, because you're gonna have to go for federal funding. You're going to have to get state funding. When you go to federal funding, I don't know what the bureaucracy is in this radio station, but man, you got to go to the federal government to see the bureaucracy. You got to get rated not only once, probably two or three times. Then money has to be appropriated, or a recommendation has to be given, then money has to be appropriated. You're not going to see this for another 10 years.
All right. Again, talking with Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez, and we're talking about this upcoming vote here at the end of the month and in this discussion. What is the right choice as we move forward in trying to deal with the transit system here in the county? What is the smarter choice? Is it this bus rapid transit system? We're talking about going south, or is it more rail? And again, going back, we go back to the 2002 when there was that promise of rail. Is that the answer? Some people don't want rail. Other people are open to other options. But what is the right choice? Let's go to the phones real quickly. I want to start with Monica in Coral Gables. Monica, welcome to the program. Monica, you there? We may have a little issue with the connection. Monica, you there?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Monica.
I don't hear you.
Okay, we can hear you. All right, we're going to try to fix the phones. Monica, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We're going to try to set that up. We're going to get it going. I wanted to come back to, real quickly, is going all the way back to, this goes back to 2002, mm-hmm. when there was that half-cent tax, to pay for increased transit, and part of that was rail. You've heard the argument. People said, wait a second, we voted for this. We want this. What happened to the money, and why are we still having this debate 15 plus years later?
Well, because the money was never sufficient to do what the people thought it was going to do. I wasn't there in 2002. I didn't make any promises. I can just tell you what we have right now, what's available right now, and what we can do right now in order to alleviate traffic problems. Even the extension of rail down into South Dade, it's not a metro rail. It's at grade. It's different than what was said that was going to happen in 2028. And if we did a metro rail to South Dade, probably gobbles up 100% of all the money that's available for the next 20, 30 years. And so that's, to me, is not responsible. There's not the ridership. There isn't the density to do this. And so people say, well, you promised it. You need to do that. Well, then, yeah, but, Metro Rail was promised all the way to the east. Metro Rail promised to the north. Metro Rail was promised to Miami Beach. So is this a question of somebody rolling the dice and say, okay, one group of folks are gonna get the Metro Rail and then nobody else? And by the way, one final thing. We're on the cusp of a revolution in transportation. We really are. And so it would almost be irresponsible to invest that much money on one system.
You're talking about we have ridership programs, but also, we're still kind of a ways off, though, from driverless cars. Is that what you're talking about? No, there's more than that.
I mean, there's a bunch of different technologies that are coming. And then there's also, if you really think about Uber, Lyft, yes, autonomous vehicles, but not for individuals, but the autonomous vehicles of mass transit is actually coming a lot faster than people think, too. And there's other bunch of different technologies.
What about, we come back to ridership, though,
sure.
Because ridership is down
right.
for rail
right.
and for Metro Mover and for buses. So is there yep. a concern? You're going to build a bus system, but Maybe, one, they're going to be angry because they didn't want that, and two, ridership's down anyway?
Well, ridership is down because I think people have more options. I think Uber and Lyft have a great deal to do with that. I think people, look, the only, when mass transit will be a hit when it takes you from everywhere to everywhere, even if we built, okay, once we built the six different corridors, it still doesn't take you from everywhere to everywhere. It only gives people other options. And so what we need to do is focus on all of the options and give people as many of the options that we can afford as possible. Options that actually will decrease their time. Not for 100% of the people, because that'll never happen, all right? But for a certain percentage that then will alleviate the traffic that's congesting our roads.
All right, let me go back to the phones. I think we got this sorted out. I'm going to go back to Monica in Coral Gables. Monica, you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Thank you for your patience. Go ahead, Monica.
Hi, Mayor Jimenez. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I actually am for the bus system, especially if it can be an electric vehicle, because of the fact that that would help with energy efficiency, which saves us, the taxpayers, money in terms of the most cost-effective type of vehicle. Also, I've ridden bus systems like this in very dense populated cities in Europe, and it works. So that would even help with the Miami traffic situation.
Monica, thank you so much. By the way, you said you've ridden this in other cities. Can you tell us real quickly, like where?
Yes, absolutely. In Amsterdam, in Belgium. I've ridden in dense European cities that are historic, a lot more dense than here. And it's absolutely a welcomed part of the on-street available transit.
Monica, thank you so much for the call again. Thank you for your patience. Are these buses on this bus rapid transit system, are they going to be electric?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to put them. Want to make them electric. That means they'll be much quieter than trains, because you know when you know Metrorail, when they stop, the squealing and all that, and then the steel on steel is very, very noisy. These vehicles are rubber tires. They'll be electric. They'll have a side opening, prepaid admission. Again, it does just about everything that a train does, except it's not a train.
And is it going to be on existing roads? Do we have to build extra roads for it?
No, not in the South Dade Busway. The busway is already there. All right. But the problem is people say, okay, you already have a busway. We don't. It's not very efficient. Bus rapid transit is not what we have on the South Dade Busway. And people are saying, well, that's bus rapid transit. It's not. It's not bus rapid transit. Bus rapid transit also has limited number of stops, like a station, like the rail stations. You know, you don't a train doesn't stop every 200 feet like a bus does on the street right now, which, by the way, we have to fix that too, right? A train stops, let's say, every mile. The same thing will happen with BRT. Your stations will be, and by the way, if we do this, the investment that we make in BRT is going to be investment and money that we don't throw out the window once we convert to rail, because the same arm gates that will give you a preference, or actually priority, all right, for BRT is the same arm gates that you get when a train is coming down. The stations, we just have to make them a little longer, but the footprint stays the same. Make them a little longer because the train's a little bit longer. We raise the platform for the train height, and so you don't lose that investment either. So what we really want to do is, look, there is some money available. It's called small starts for projects that are $300 million or less. There is a good chance to get about $100 million from the federal government, $100 million from the state, and then $100 million from us, and then we can get this system up and running in the next 2 to 3 years.
You know, there's push.
I would say, look, 3 to 4 years, because normally when somebody says 2 to 3, okay, it'll be 3 to 4, okay?
You know, there's pushback, and you've been hearing it for a while now. One of those folks is State Representative Keone McGee. He was on the program this week, and he started by saying this about the promise of rail.
The county approached the people in Miami-Dade County and said this: if you decide to voluntarily tax yourself at a half cent, we would deliver to you in the north, the south, we would deliver to you rail. We would connect this entire county. We would make the roads better. We would produce a better system, a coordinated system. I can honestly tell you, since 2002, we've gone through at least three presidents, three mayors, probably countless governors, and yet they have only delivered 3 miles of the 88 miles that they promised.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's called lack of political courage.
All right. you weren't here for that original vote, obviously. Right. A lot of people weren't, but at the same time, I mean, this is the argument that you're hearing. It's like, we were promised. And so how do you, I mean, what do you answer
to him?
Well,
I think the optimum thing he said at the end was lack of political courage, and that is he's willing to raise taxes in order to do it.
He did say later in the program that he would not do that.
Well, then he can't do what he said he's going to do. He can't make that promise. The problem is that people are still promising stuff that you can't deliver because the money's not there.
What about a private-public situation? Investment?
You know, some people, here's the other thing that frustrates me. Do you really think that a private company is going to come in here, invest billions of dollars, and then not expect to get their money back and make a profit?
He says he's been talking with different companies that they could come in, build this quickly, mm-hmm. and it would be a good opportunity.
Sure, and then you'd have to pay it back. Do you really think, I'm going to ask you now a question.
Oh, well, I'm not the one to ask.
Just as an individual, okay. just think about common sense. And here's the misconception that somehow public-private partnerships, that somehow we don't have to pay because it's a private company coming in. That is ludicrous because a private company is going to want a return on investment.
Well, sure. No, of course. Right. I understand what you're saying. But, I mean, you look at SunPass. We talked about SunPass on that. I mean, it is, you know, you have a private company that's processing. This is, you know, on these roads. But that was his argument. He says that you could bring in a private company to help in that and have a private-public partnership, and that they could build this rail, and they could do it cheaper, and they could do it faster.
They may be able to do it. If you do have a public-private partnership, the way that they do it cheaper is by the operation and maintenance of it, which means that Miami-Dade Transit would no longer operate that particular side, which I have no problem with, by the way. All right, but there's no way that you can keep the promise of rail to everywhere. And he only said south and north. He said south and north. Well, what happens to east and west? What happened to all the people out in West Kendall? What happened to all the people in Miami Beach? What happened to all the people in the northeast section of Miami-Dade County? He conveniently leaves those out. Hey, but I can't and I won't because I'm the mayor of Miami-Dade County. He has his constituency down south. He'd love to see rail go down south. He even says north, all right? But he doesn't talk about the rest of Miami-Dade County, and that's not something that I'm willing to abandon. Oh. So we have to look at each corridor in its own right and develop the strategy to develop the right mass transit solution for that corridor. Metrorail, the extension of Metrorail at grade, is highly, highly expensive. It would gobble up all the money, and then what do you do for the rest of the county?
Let's go back to that July 19th meeting. What happened? Because they pushed the vote off to later this month, which is after the primaries, by the way.
I think the people that thought that the vote wasn't going their way deferred the action. And if you look at who moved it and seconded it, it was the people that wanted rail down to Florida City.
So what do you think is going to be different at the end of this month when they come back to it?
I'm not sure what's going to be. You know what's going to be different is that I'm going to go out and explain to people what BRT really is all about, and that BRT is not what people are telling you it is, and then people are making promises to you that they cannot keep. And this mayor, this man right here in front of you, doesn't make promises that he can't keep. I didn't make that promise in 2002. What I'm trying to do is make sure that we have the right solution for the right corridor and give people options, all kinds of options. If you recall, I'm the guy that brought Uber and Lyft here. I had to fight for that. People were saying, no, you shouldn't do this. Oh, my God, da, da, da. And I said, no, it's the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do. I fight for what I believe is right, not for just one segment of the community, but the entire community. And I will continue to fight, and I will continue to come on the radio and TV. And I also want people to be educated what BRT is. And like I said, the bad word in BRT is bus. And when everybody thinks of a bus, they have this connotation of what a bus is. Yeah, I understand that. But BRT is not what you believe it is. BRT is like a rail, except it's on rubber tires.
Let me take another call here real quick. Ivana is in Cooper City. Ivana, thank you for waiting. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. I've heard the mayor talking about different options, but all I'm hearing is buses and Uber, which means that we're going to have more pollution and we're going to have more tires on the road. So, and also, the suburbs are not even mentioned, not even once. So are the buses going to have a special route that where the other cars are not going to use? That would make sense.
Yes.
But they will. Okay. And how about the suburbs? Like, are they going to come to the suburbs?
Well, that's
also,
what about pollution? No, ma'am, that's why we wanted to use electric buses. And so right now we are converting 300 of our buses from diesel to that are running on diesel to CNG, compressed natural gas. But then we're also have an RFP on the street for electric buses. We want to convert our fleet to electric buses so they're non-polluting. Then if you, and when you talk about the suburbs, then one of the things we're doing on the 836 expansion is actually running a BRT system on the 836. Again, looking initially with diesel-powered buses, but eventually with rubber-tired vehicles that are electric in nature. And so, yeah, and so, the, you know, it's different types of options, different places. And by the way, I'm a proponent of initiating rail right now on the Northeast Corridor. There are probably a 500,000 to 1 million people living within a mile of that corridor. The density is there. People are ready to go. The tracks are already laid down, and trains are already going right now. So that's the next thing that that I'll be focusing in on is actually activating that for commuter rail.
Ivana, okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's finish up with this, Mayor Jimenez. Again, you have just a few more weeks left before, again, the TPO comes back to talk about this. But, I mean, is it you're just going around neighborhood to neighborhood? Look, this is what this bus rapid transit system is going to be. Do you think you have the votes? Do you think
I think I had the votes on, you know, at the meeting. I'm not sure what will happen at the next meeting. Look, again, when you look at in politics, the people who defer an item are the ones that don't think they have the votes. The people who deferred that item the other day were the people that wanted the extension of Metro Rail down to Florida City. And I wish that we had the money to do that. Actually, I wish we had the density to do that, because twice now consultants have come in and said the best option for South Dade at this time, back in 2007 and now, is bus rapid transit, a bus rapid transit system, and that's what I think we ought to do. Once they get the ridership up, then you can start looking at putting some other option in there, whether it be rail or whatever technology is available in the future.
It's a meeting we're going to keep our eyes on, and you're always welcome back. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.